谢主给我这个机会，回到 Houston 来。
Thanks to the Lord, He gave me the opportunity to come back to Houston.
每一次来，我这个心情都是矛盾蛮多的。
I have very mixed feelings every time I come back here.
在这里我留下很伤心的回忆。
I had some heartbreaking experience here.
我也留下很甜蜜的感觉。
So also I have very sweet memories.
因为在四年前我的妻子是在这里过世的。
Because 4 years ago, my wife passed away here.
在那个时间，我们教会弟兄姊妹和牧师给我很大的扶持。
During that period, the church, the pastors, the brothers and sisters gave me great comfort.
因此今天我在这个地方与弟兄姊妹见面，我再一次要谢谢你们过去在我的身上所做的。
Therefore, when I come back again today, I want to thank you all for what you have done for me in the past.
我们今天要开始一共有五堂的讲道。
Starting from this morning, we have 5 sermons.
我们的主题是在以赛亚书第四十章。
Our theme can be found in Isaiah chapter 40.
因此我们现在先来练一练这一段的圣经。
Therefore, shall we all turn our Bibles to read this passage?
四十章以赛亚四十章二十七节到三十一节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verses 27 through 31.
以赛亚书四十章二十七节。到三十一节。
Isaiah chapter 40 verses 27 through 31.
我们一起来念。
Shall we read together?
国语、广东话、英文一起来。
Whatever language you are familiar with, please read together.
雅各，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问？你岂不知不知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在神耶和华创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦。他的智慧无法得度，疲乏的他赐真力，软弱的他加力量。就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们譬如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。我相信我们仔细的思想这一段的圣经。
I believe if we meditate on this passage,
我们都知道这里告诉我们人生是一条艰苦的旅程。
We can see the life is a very difficult road.
在这个道路上，我们虽然有心奔跑。
On this road, on this way, even though we want to run,
但是结果发现我们很难成功的奔跑到底。
And yet we found we cannot successfully run this road.
甚至于少年人也要疲乏困倦。
Even the young and vigorous young man will stumble.
我常觉得少年人是不会困倦的。
Oftentimes I thought the young people should not stumble.
但是在这人生的道路上，有的时候我们发现最强壮的人也感觉到困倦。
But along this lifelong way, we found the strongest may stumble.
强壮的不大会跌倒。
The strong usually do not stumble.
但是最有本领的人在这人生的道路上也会跌倒。
But even the most able people will stumble along this life way.
要走一个基督徒的道路。
To walk the Christian path,
我相信这样的感觉更是非常的亲切。
And we we have this feeling even more often.
不是我们主观上不愿意做一个荣耀神的基督徒。
Not that we do not want to be a glorious Christian for the Lord subjectively.
但是在客观的困难上，我们发现我们没有力量能够得胜。
But objectively, we found we do not have the ability to do it.
最痛苦的是什么呢？
What is the most difficult part?
就是在我们遇到困难的时候。
It is when we encounter difficulties.
在我们基督徒里面有一个更大的苦恼，就是心灵的疑问。
It is the difficult question facing the Christians, which is the questions in our heart.
因为在那个时间，我们祷告神，我们看不见我们的道路在哪里。
Because when we pray to the Lord, we do not see where our ways are.
我们的痛苦告诉神，好像神不理不问。
We tell our pains to the Lord, but he seems to be ignorant of us.
我们就好像这一个作者说，我的道路向耶和华隐藏。
Like the author says here, my ways is hidden from the Lord.
我的冤屈神并不常问。
And the justice you need escapes the notice of my God.
我们为什么要信这位神？
Why do we believe in this God?
岂不是在我们客观的环境遇到困难痛苦的时候，神能够解决我的问题吗？
Is it not when I encounter problems that God will help me solve those?
为什么在这个时间，神向我隐藏，神不理不睬？
Why is God taking no notice of my difficulties when I need him?
怎么能够从这一个里面外面世界灵性上的痛苦里面出来呢？
How can I get out of this pain in this world and within?
当然我们都有一个答案。
Of course we all have an answer.
就是耶和华。
Because God Jehovah.
那么我已经向耶和华求了，为什么耶和华还不理呢？
But why is it after I pray to him, he still doesn't pay attention to me?
在这里有两个很重要的字。
There are two important words here.
等候耶和华。
To wait upon Jesus.
所谓等候的意思。
The meaning of waiting upon.
是一个长期的仰望。
Is a long-term looking up to him.
紧紧的跟随。
Follow him closely.
在这样的一个操练的里面，
In this exercise,
会发生一个奇妙的事。
Wonderful things will happen.
就是我们能够重新得力。
That is, we will regain our strength.
这个重新所得的力是什么力呢？
What kind of strength are we going to regain?
这里一个形容词。
This adjective.
好像如鹰展翅上腾。
It will be like mounting up with wings like eagles.
这是一个超越的能力。
This is a transcending power.
一个出天的能力。
It's a power from heaven.
让我们可以有一个出天的一种看见。
We will be able to see with heavenly perspective.
然后不是站在平地上来看我们的困难处境。
It's not that we're standing on the ground and look at our.
然后我有从天上来的眼光来看我们地上的困难。
But we will look at the things from a heavenly perspective.
然后我们也得到一个力量，可以超脱这个世界。
And we also gain the strength to transcend from this world.
超越这困难，继续前行。
Pass over these difficulties, and we may proceed.
所以有一个结果。不困倦，也不疲乏。
The result is we will not be weary nor tired.
弟兄姊妹，你信这个问题吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you believe this problem?
如果你相信，你就有福了。
If you believe, you are blessed.
让我看见所有那些得胜的基督徒都是有这样的经历，走完了他们基督徒人生的路程。
Because those victorious Christians.That's the way as this Christian way.
好像诗篇一百二十一篇所说的。
Just like Psalm 121.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
Look up to the mountains. Where is where my help comes from.
然后我们走神的道路的时候，看见前面一重山一重山阻挡我们的去向。
When we are walking this path of God, we see layers and layers of mountains in front of us.
到底我的帮助从何而来？
Where is my help from?
如果你要靠自己的力量的话，
it's going to depend on your own strength.
少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也得全然跌倒。
Even the young will fall, even the vigorous will stumble.
如果我们能够向世人讲，我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来，
if we can say as the psalmist says, my help comes from the one who creates the universe.
他就能够让我们脚不摇动，也不打顿，让我们眼不打，也不动摇。
He will make our feet not stumble, our eyes not waver.
我们今天为了要说明这个问题，
we'd like to elaborate on this point.
要根据旧约的一本书，就是路德记，来从实际的生活上去体验。
We need to look up the book of Ruth to look at the real experience of life.
有些弟兄姊妹知道我很喜欢旧约路德记这本书。
Many of you know that I like the book of Ruth.
我也在不少地方讲过这本书。
I've preached many times on this book.
在我心里面觉得是每一个基督徒，特别是在美洲的中国基督徒要好好学习的。
I feel many of us, particularly those of us in North America, should learn from this book.
我们今天要从一个反面的人物来说明我们需要等候耶和华。
We're going to learn the lessons from this person who may have a negative experience to learn how to wait upon Jehovah.
这一个人不是一个坏人。
This person is not a bad man.
正如同我们刚刚说，好像是一个少年人，是个强壮的人。
Just like what we read before, he's like a young man, a rigorous man.
但是我们看见他疲乏，他跌倒了。
But we see him weary and tired.
我们来翻开旧约路德记。
Let's all turn to the book of Ruth.
我们一起来念第一节。读到第五节。
Let's read chapter 1 from verses 1 through 5.
旧约路德记。
Old Testament, the book of Ruth.
一章第一节，念到第五节。
Chapter 1, verses 1 through 5.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
当士师鼎盛的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居，这人名叫以利米勒，有他的两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫希连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩押地，就住在那里。后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下夫人和他两个儿子。这两个儿子娶了摩押女子为妻，一个名叫厄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。马伦和基连二人也死了，剩下拿俄米没有丈夫，也没有儿子。 首先要讲一讲这本书的背景。
First, I would like to give you the background of this book.
和它对于我们今天生活在美洲的实际的教训。
And it's a practical lesson to those of us who live in North America today.
这本书的故事发生在士师时代。
The story happened during the time of Judges.
这个士师时代是以色列人历史上一个长期的黑暗失败的时代。
The time of Judges is a dark period in the Israelite history.
它是跟着约书亚的时代而来的。
It followed the time of Joshua.
这两个时代是一个很鲜明的对比。
They are big drastic contrast.
是啊，约书亚时代是个得胜的时代。
The period of Joshua is a period of victory.
我们读了约书亚记，真是很快乐。
When we read about the Joshua, we feel very happy.
一连串的胜利。
Because all the time,
没有打过败仗。
There's no failure.
一个有一次小小的败仗，马上就反败为胜。
There was a small loss, but they won again right after.
因此，他们在很短的时间把一个不可能的事成全了，就是占领了迦南美地。
They have accomplished a very difficult task. That is to conquer the conquest of Canaan.
并且把神对亚伯拉罕几百年的应许，短短的几十年就成全了。
And fulfill the promise of God within a matter of decades.
但是跟着而来的士师时代
，But the period of judges that followed
应该是一个兴旺的建造的一个时代。
Should be a period of prosperity and construction.
可是我们看见是一连串的失败。
And yet we see a series of failures.
并且是失败了450年之久。
And these failures lasted for 450 years.
为什么这个时代有这样子一种的反常现象呢？
Why did it happen this way?
在四世纪就告诉我们其中一个主要的理由。
In the book of the Judges, it tells us a main reason.
说在那时候以色列人没有王，个人任意而行。
There was no king in Israel. Everybody did what he pleased.
那意思说，在那一个时代的一个精神就是绝对的民主。
At that time, it was the true democracy.
因为没有王，所以大家都可以做主。
Because there was the anarchy, everybody can be king.
那一个时代因此是个最自由的时代。
Therefore, it was the period of complete freedom.
所以个人可以任意而行。
So they can do whatever they wanted.
这是不是我们今天在美洲生活的一个写照？
Is it not the same way that we have here?
美国有什么特点？
What is the
是个最民主的国家。
What is the characteristic?
美国有什么好处？
This most democratic period.
一个可以任意而行的一个精神在这里，我们自由享受。
You can do whatever you want. Enjoy whatever you want.
在那样一个时代里面，我们看见了那个灵性的败坏。
In those periods, we saw the defunct of spiritual life.
以至于造成了社会的败坏。
Which resulted in the downgrading of the moral of the society.
那么在那一个时代里面，我们看见人有很多的痛苦。
In that period, we saw people suffered.
神怎么在那个时代做工呢？
How did God work in that period?
神每一个时代都是做工的时代。
Every period, God worked.
那么今天这个时代，神怎么做工呢？
How does God work today?
在这样一个社会里面，我们看见神要用些什么人呢？
In this society, whom do we see God will use?
那这里我们看见有两种的途径，两种的人物。
This way we see two different paths, two different kind of people.
一种人物就是士师们。
One type is the judges.
就是四世纪所记载。
This is what judges recorded.
哇，当社会黑暗，人类痛苦到了极点的时候。
During those dark periods, when suffering by people reaches maximum,
这人就在那呼喊耶和华来拯救。
People call out to God, say, "Help us."
神听他们的祷告。
God listened to them.
兴起了一些士师。
And raised some judges.
我要考考大家的圣经熟不熟。
I would like to give you a short quiz.
到底你知道有几个士师？
How many judges were there? 哎？
有没有人记得一个士师？
Anyone remember one particular judge?
啊？有没有？
Anyone?
哦，参孙啊！哇，大家都记得他。
Everybody remembers him.
这是个大力士。
He's a man of great power.
还有没有女士师啊
？Any lady?
是谁呀、
啊、？Who?
底波拉。
Deborah.
Deborah. 所有这些诗诗都有个特点。
All these churches have one common characteristic.
用我们今天的话来说。
In modern day's language.
就是一些民族的英雄。
These are the national heroes.
都是一些非凡的人物。
They are extraordinary people.
所以他一出来，事情就改变了。
So when they came out, things changed.
我们中间有没有诗诗？
Are there judges among us?
你一出来，整个的局面改变。
When you come out, the whole situation changed.
我们看看有没有参政在我们中间。
Do we see a Samson here?
还有没有底波拉在我们中间？
Deborah here?
很想做，但照照镜子不大像。
Even though the heart may be willing, but when we look in the mirror.
那这样子，在这个时代，我们好像不起什么作用。
At this time, during this time, we don't think that we can make a difference.
并不是单有这些人神可以使用。
God does not use this type of people only.
神还用第二种人。
God also uses the second kind of people.
就是路德记里面的这些人。
These are the people that are recorded in this book of Ruth.
这路德记里面是什么人？
Who are they in this book of Ruth?
Naomi.
Naomi.
路德。
Ruth,
Boaz.
这
一些人在当时讲起来不是一些非凡的人物。如果今天他们都来我们中间做礼拜，参孙坐在那里，底波拉坐在那里。
Naomi
路德住在这里。
Naomi and Ruth.
大家的眼睛看着谁？
Whom are we going to look?
哎呀，我们休斯顿教会希望在参孙底波拉喽。
Houston Chinese Church would love to have Samson and Deborah.
这两个女人太可怜喽。
These two women, they are poor.
年轻的寡妇。
The young widow.
一无所有。
Had nothing.
年老的寡妇。
An old widow.
命运那么悲惨。
Terrible fate.
可怜啊，我为你祷告哈。
没
有人可以认为这些人有什么作用。
Nobody will think that they will make a difference.
但是我们看见谁是被神重用。
But we see who were greatly used by God.
我们看见不是那些所谓民族的英雄。
Not those people, so-called national heroes.
这一些人神不过是暂时的使用他。
God used them only temporarily.
而做一些所谓平凡的人物，神使用他到永久。
But it is these ordinary, so-called ordinary people, God will use them to the end.
我们来读《路德记》第四章。
Let's read the Book of Ruth, Chapter 4.
路德记第四章。
Chapter 4, Ruth.
第十七节练到二十二节。
Verses 17 through 22.
路德记四章十七节到二十二节，我们一起来练。
Ruth 4:17-22. Let's read together.
邻舍的夫人说：“拿俄米这孩子了，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。”法勒斯的后代系在下面，法勒斯生希斯伦，希斯伦生兰，兰生亚米纳达，亚米纳达生喇顺，喇顺生撒门，撒门生波阿斯，波阿斯生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。这是路德记的末了。
This is the ending of the book of Ruth.
两次提到大卫王。
Twice it mentioned about King David.
意思就是要把我们的眼睛放在大卫王的身上。
That is, we want to fix our eyes on King David.
为什么要我们重视大卫王？
Why do we want to emphasize on?
因为大卫王一出来，士师时代的痛苦就一去不再来了。
Because all the sufferings associated with the time of judges disappeared as soon as King David appeared.
那一些的士师不错，有作用。
Yes, those judges fulfilled their purposes.
但是他们的作用是十几年，最多几十年。
But their purposes, their usefulness were only about 10, 20, 30 years.
不长久的，不彻底的。
Does not last.
但是只有大卫王一出现的时候。
But as soon as King David appeared.
那一个的拯救是长久的，是彻底的。
The salvation is lasting and complete.
那么这一个大卫王是怎么出来的呢？
How did King David come out?
不是一些所谓英雄好汉所带出来的。
He was not led by those so-called national heroes.
乃是一些诚心爱主的人所见证出来的。
But he was witnessed by those people who loved the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在这个时代。
Brothers and sisters, in this
time, 什么是这个时代的希望？
God is the hope of this time.
就是大卫王的主耶稣基督。
It's the Lord of King David.
什么人能够把基督在这个时代带出来？
Who can bring out Jesus Christ in today's time?
不是那些有恩赐有才能的人。
Not by those people who are able.
乃是一些诚心爱主的人。
But those who love the Lord dearly.
这些人不管他是怎样子的卑微痛苦。
No matter how low their background is.
不管他的人生的遭遇是多么的坎坷不平。
No matter how difficult their life has been.
但是他们在圣灵里面诚心的爱他。
But they love the Lord dearly in their spirit.
也彼此的相爱。
And they love one another.
圣经里说，住在爱里面，就是住在神里面。
Bible tells us if we live in the Lord, it's live in God.
神也住在他的里面。
And God will live among them.
所以我们今天也同用这一本圣经来一同探讨。
Therefore, we use this Bible to explore.
哇，巴不得我们这里每一个家庭都是好像拉欧米、路德那样的家庭。
May all the families here are like the family of Naomi.
巴不得我们这个教会就好像波阿斯田庄那样的一个教会。
May our church be like the fields of Boaz.
让我们能够在这个时代默默地来跟随主、来爱主，让神。在我们中间 找着出路。
May we quietly follow the Lord and love the Lord, so the Lord will find a way out for us.
但是在这一方面，我们需要有很深的学习。
But we need to learn a lot.
首先，我们看见一个境界，一个消极的境界的人物。
First, we need to learn a lesson.A lesson of failure.
就是我们今天所读的这五节圣经里面的主人公。
He is the same person in the five verses that we read.
他是叫以利米勒。
His name is Elimelech.
我不知道大家读了这五节圣经以后。
I don't know what you feel after you read this five.
你觉得以利米勒是个好人，是个坏人
？Do you think he's a good guy or bad guy?
好人是坏人呢
Is it a good guy or bad guy?
我告诉你一个秘密。
Let me tell you a secret.
凡是路德记里面的人都是好人。
All the people in Ruth are good guys.
啊，这是这本书奇妙的地方。
This is a wonderful part.
你找不出一个坏人的。
You cannot find a bad.
所以，如果你刚刚说的是坏人，你就中计了。
So if you said that the Elimelech was a bad guy, you were wrong.
那我们这样说，是这个好人，是不是神能用的呢？
So let's look at this good guy. Was it used by God?
常常我们有一种错误的观念。
Oftentimes we have this misconception.
像那个不信主的人一样。
Like the people who are non-Christians.
哦，信主啊，是要我做好人。
To believe in the Lord.Just to make me a good
所以啊，这个好人虽然不信主啊，也差不多跟我们基督都差不多了。
So all the good people are very similar to Christians.
如果我可以这么说，
If we can put it this way,
如果那一天以利米勒不是那么好啊，恐怕他的太太还不会那么苦。
If Elimelech wasn't a good guy, probably his wife was not going to suffer this much.
以后我慢慢解释这个问题。
I will explain to you later.
从这五节的圣经，我们看见一个事实摆在我们面前。
From this five verses, we see this fact.
他是一个好的家长。
He is a good head of the family.
是一个好的丈夫。
He was a good husband.
如果在一个团体里面来说呢？
If he was in a group,
那么我们可以说他是个好的领袖。
He was a good leader.
我相信一个领袖，一个家里面的家长，一个人的丈夫，对一个家，对一个团体的幸福来讲，是一个主要的决定因素。
I'm sure the leader of a group, the head of the family, the husband, is a determining factor of that group.
我不知道你承认不承认这个问题。
I do not know if you agree with this.
所以我们看见很多地方的灾难都是因为领袖造成的。
We see a lot of disasters were the result of the leaders.
很多子女的痛苦是因为父母造成的。
A lot of the sufferings by the children were the result.
很多妻子儿女的眼泪是丈夫造成的。
Oftentimes the tears of the wives are the result of the responsibility of the husband.
所以我们要找丈夫呢，一定要找好丈夫。
Therefore, we must find good husband.
因为这决定你一生的命运。
Because it determines your happiness of your
life. 我们在一个地方要选举来选好领袖。
In any election, we try to elect.
因为这影响了整个的社区，整个的国家。
Because it affects the whole community, the whole nation.
然后现在要问问弟兄姊妹，你认为啊，先问姊妹好了，你认为好丈夫的资格是什么
？Now let me ask you this question first. First to the ladies, what do you think the qualifications of good husband?
有没有姊妹这么敢大胆讲出来呢
？Any one of the ladies, the sisters, will be bold enough to say it out?
已经结婚的不好意思讲，没有结婚你讲讲不要紧。
Those who are married may be embarrassed to say so, but those who are still single, please tell us.
有没有那个讲一个好丈夫的资格是什么
？Can anybody tell me the qualifications of a good husband？
有没有
？Anyone？
啊？中国人到底中国人
？Chinese，Chinese。
心里有话不敢讲。
Even though they have words in heart, but
但我知道你心里头是要想什么。
But I'm sure I know what you think.
好丈夫的第一个条件是爱我的。
The first qualification of a good husband is he
对不对
loves me.
我想着很对
Right? Yes.
圣经里怎么说呢
What does the Bible tell us?
圣经怎么说
How does the Bible tell us?
圣经有没有说丈夫要爱妻子
Did the Bible say the husband should love their wife?
啊有
Yes.
还有什么呢
Anything else?
丈夫是妻子什么 姊妹不肯讲
What is husband to the wife?The sister will not tell.
这是什么时代？还有这样的封建观念呢、啊、
It is the modern time. How can we say things like that?
圣经这一个道理，姊妹看得很不舒服。
The lessons in the Bible, our sisters don't agree.
你受教育越高，你越难忍受这样的话。
The more educated you are, the less tolerant you.
我们教会里面有一个姊妹刚信主。
There's a sister in our church who.
哎，读到以弗所书第五章，她说词有词理，这个话怎么能听得进去
？When she first read chapter 5 of Ephesians.
为什么？因为她是个女强人。
Because she is a very capable person.
但现在她很服了。
But now she accepts.
她觉得神的话总是对。
Because the Lord's words are always correct.
好的丈夫，好的领袖有两个很重要的条件。
There are two criteria, two conditions for good husband and good leader.
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
永远没有错的。
It never fails.
就是你的心灵里头，你也承认这是对的。
Deep down in your heart, you will agree with this.
一个就是做头。第二个就是有爱心。
The first one is to be the head, second one is to be loving.
我们看见这两点以利米德都具备。
We see that Elimelech has possessed all two traits.
特别在一个困难环境领导的时候。
Especially during the time of difficulty.
以色列遭遇饥荒。
There was a famine in the land of Israel.
他就带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去了。
He led his wife and two sons to the land of Moab.
请注意这个带着这两个字。
Please pay attention to the word led.
这个带着的意思就是负责任的时候带头的意思，要解决这一个家庭所面临的困难。
When you say lead, it means take responsibility to resolve the problem and facing the family.
对，他是一个领袖，他是个负责任的人。
So he is a leader. He is a responsible first person.
他为什么要带呢？
Why did he want to lead?
我十分相信他是爱他的妻子，爱他的儿子。
I believe deeply that he loved his wife and his son.
因为他太太的名字叫拿欧米。
Because his wife's name is Naomi,
就是甜的意思
which means sweetness.
那这个甜太太
this is Mrs. Sweet.
她不能让她受苦
she should never suffer.
那么她的大儿子叫马伦
his oldest boy's name is Malon.
是吧？马伦的意思就是软弱的意思
Malon means weakness.
就是她生下来常常生病
after he was born, he was often.
所以他想别的孩子握不要紧，我的儿子一握就死掉了。
So other kids can starve, but if my son starves, he will die.
那么小儿子名叫基廉。
His second son's name is Kilian.
那就是意思叫憔悴的意思。
Meaning feeble.
是吧？他像皮包骨生下来。
Meaning he was skinny when he was.
那么他说我的儿子一下营养不够啊，他就受不了的。
He would not survive if he was malnutritious.
所以我们遇到困难必须要解决的困难，不然这家庭担当不起。
So when we are encountered with difficulties, we have to resolve them.
所以他就想了一个自己的办法往前走了。
So he thought out a way to proceed on.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是一个好丈夫？
Is he a good husband?
是不是好爸爸？
Is he a good father?
实在是很好。
He indeed he is.
这不是合乎圣经的标准吗？
Doesn't this meet the criterion of Bible?
这样子的丈夫，你愿意嫁给他吗？
Would you marry this type of husband?
没有遇到困难，你真是很喜欢嫁给他。
If you don't have difficulties, you probably will.
遇到困难，你就发现这样的丈夫啊，不理受苦。
But when you encounter difficulties, you may suffer if you marry this type of husband.
所以圣经的话到底是不是靠得住的呢？
So does the word in Bible count?
所以他不应该做头，让我太太来做头就好了。
So he should not be the head of the family. I should be the head of family.
圣经里的话永远是靠得住的。
The words in Bible will last forever.
我们所以遇到困难，是因为我们没有了解圣经的话。
The reason that we are faced with difficulties because we do not understand the words of Bible.
你想在一个家庭的里面。
Just think within a family.
如果这个丈夫父亲不带头，太太跟妈妈来带头。这个家庭会有好的结果吗？
If the father is not the head of the family, but the wife, the mother becomes the head of family.
我问姊妹，你跟一个人结婚，你心中最大的盼望是什么？
If you marry someone, what is the greatest hope in your heart?
你所盼望的就是一个安全感，一个安全幸福的生活，是不是？
The biggest expectation is a good life.
所以当你要找对象的时候总要找一个比我长得高一点。
So that's why when you look for someone to marry, you want to find someone who
要找一个对象啊他的学问比你大一点。
You want to find someone who is better educated.
他的赚的钱比你多一点。
Who can earn more money than you can.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是头嘛。
Because he is the head.
因为这样我可以给他依靠嘛。
So I can depend on him.
我半夜里头有强盗来了，他身体大一点跑前头吗？
If there's a robber breaking in the middle of the night, he can protect me.
一看见下面呢，听见下面有强盗的声音。
When you hear downstairs, there's a sound of breaking in.
那么你跟丈夫说，你下去看看。
You tell hubby you should go down and check out.
丈夫说不行啊，我胆子小，你去吧。
Hubby says I'm timid. You go.
请问你喜不喜欢这位丈夫？
Let me ask you, would you marry this type of husband?
你遇到困难的时候。
When you have difficulty.
你自己也没有主张。
You don't know what to do.
你问丈夫怎么办？
You ask your husband what to do.
你怎么办？你怎么办？我也不晓得了。
Husband will say, do whatever you want.
那你喜不喜欢这样的丈夫？
Would you like this kind of husband?
这样的孩子们能够有安全感吗？
Would the children have a sense of security?
很自然的，大家把眼目放在丈夫的身上。
Naturally, people will fix their eyes on husband.
那个时候你说，哎呀，你要做头了啊。
At that time, you say you be the head of him.
那个时候他不做头，你就知道很苦了。
You will know if he doesn't want to be.
现在我要问你一个问题：为什么你平常的时候对于圣经这个话你不信赏
？Now let me ask you, why don't you agree with the word of God?
对，千万不要受这个时代那种风气啊迷惑了啊，一味的盲从。
So do not follow this world.
我们必须要按照圣经上来建立我们的人生的一种观念。
We have to build up our life philosophy based on the words of Bible.
但是问题在这里。
The question
到底一个做头的意思是什么？
What does it really mean to be the head of the family?
到底有爱心的意思是什么？
What does it really mean to be loving?
这是需要我们在主里面更深的追求。
We have to search and explore in the Lord.
所谓做头，圣经里头有一个很重要的前提。
There is an important preamble in the Bible to be the head.
丈夫是妻子的头。
Husband is the head of the wife.
基督是男人的头。
But Christ is the head of man.
意思是说，当我们做一个丈夫做头的时候，自己还有一个头，就是耶稣基督。
That means when we men are the head, there is a head, Christ, as our leader.
当我们爱我们所爱的人的时候
，when we love our loved ones,
我们要必须要知道是在主里相爱。
We must know that we love them in the Lord.
并不是凭着我天然的爱去爱我所爱的人。
Not based on my natural love to love them.
如果我们违背了圣经这样的原则
，If we are against the principles of the Bible,
恐怕我们不做头，家里很苦。
Our family will suffer if we are not ahead.
我们做头，家庭还是受苦。
But they will still suffer when we are ahead.
我们不爱，家庭里头很痛苦。
If we, the family will suffer if we don't love.
我们相爱还是很痛苦。
But we will still suffer when we love each other.
正如同以利米的一样。
Just like Elimelech.
他把他所爱的人带到死亡的地界去。
He led his loved one into death.
他不带去自苦，带出去更苦。
If he stayed, they would suffer, but if they left,
他希望他们不至于饿死，结果在外面却不幸而死。
He did not want his family to starve to death, but they died anyway.
所以灵性的问题跟主的问题是一切。幸福的一个基础。
So the question of your spirit and God is the foundation of all happiness.
常常我们的问题就是忽略在这个地方。
We often ignore this very.
我发现很多弟兄姊妹好像懂这个道理。
I often found many brothers and sisters seem to understand this principle.
但是他们并没有很懂。
But in practice, in reality, they do not understand.
我跟许多没有结婚的弟兄姊妹谈话。
I often talk to the single brothers and sisters.
说为什么还不结婚呢？
How come you're not married yet?
他说神还没有预备。
But they answered, God has not prepared yet.
多么属灵啊！
How spiritual.
那么妈妈，我说神预备的是什么的呢？什么样的条件呢？
Then I said, what are the conditions for God's preparation?
嗯，他说我要找一个爱主的。
I want to find someone who is who loves the Lord.
这也是很属灵的。
Very spiritual indeed.
不像一个不信主的人。
Not like a non-Christian.
他们的答案是找一个爱我的。
Their answer will be, I want to find someone.
我们基督徒说要找一个爱主的，你看多属灵啊！
We want to find someone who loves the Lord.
啊，好了好了，我为你祷告，希望神早一点给你预备。
So I tell them that, yeah, I will pray for you so that God will prepare you.
忽然之间呢，就结婚了，闪电结婚。
Then all of a sudden they got married.
为什么结婚呢？
Why did they get married?
哇，一个碰到一个漂亮的，抢过来再说，信不信再其次。
Because they found someone who is pretty, so better marry them first, whether he's a Christian or not.
好久没有结婚，忽然之间就嫁出去了，为什么？赚钱很多。
They didn't get married for a long time, but all of a sudden they got married because they found someone.
嘴里很清楚，做起来糊里糊涂。并且那几对呢，有一个很大的共同点。
And there is a common characteristic among those couple.
平常不找牧师。
Normally, they don't come to me.
一吵架一定找牧师。
But they will come to me when they.
牧师啊，快来快来。
Oh, pastor, please come and hurry.
为我们祷告。
Please pray for us.
家里不得了了。
Terrible thing happened.
一去解决了问题啊。
So you go and solve.
哦，两个人拉手和好。
So they will shake hands.
啊，好了以后啊，礼拜堂不来了。
After they reconcile, they stop coming to church.
牧师说：“我来探访你啊。”
The pastor said, "I'll come and visit."
哎呀，牧师啊，对不起啊，很忙啊，下次再来。
Okay, pastor, I'm sorry, I'm very busy. Can you come next time?
的确，下次再去了，怎么打电话又吵架了
？So next time, before you go next time.
一不吵架，这牧师很讨厌。
If they are not fighting, they found pastor are.
一吵起架来，牧师是救火队员。
But once they fight, the pastors are like fire.
慢慢我就得到一个经验。
So gradually I have this experience.
我说这些人好不了的。
These people are hopeless.
为什么？因为他们的基础并没有打好。
Why? Because the foundation is weak.
哦，对于这件事情上面，自己常常也得到很大的教训。
I learned great lessons from it.
觉得是需要好好学习。
We need to learn.
三年前我在这个地方有。跟大家见面。
Three years ago, I met with you.
大家知道林三刚弟兄是我的亲家啊。
You probably know the
林三刚。
Brother 林三刚 is a relative of mine.
in-law
了。
Yeah, in-law. 那么这个他们怎么结婚的呢
？How did they get married?
这是一个出乎我意料的 surprise.
This is out of my surprise.
我在1978年在远东做宣教士。
I was a missionary in the Far East in 1978.
那么7月4号，林弟兄请我回来带领夏令会。
I was invited to be the speaker in the summer retreat on July 4th.
那个时间，我的儿子在纽约读书。
At that time, my son was studying.
所以我回来的时候，我的儿子在飞机场接我。
So my son came to the airport to meet me.
我们当然就要住在他读书的宿舍里。
Of course, I stayed in his dormitory.
没想到林弟兄也在飞机场接我。
I didn't realize that Brother Lin was at the airport.
林弟兄说：“来来来，到我家去吃饭去。
”So he said, "Come to have."Dinner with us at our house.
他并且把我儿子也请去了。
So he also invited my son.
对，跟他一家坐在一起去吃饭。
So we sat down with his family.
我只有一个儿子。
I have only one son.
他有十个儿女。
He has 10 children.
我们坐在那里吃饭。
So we sat down and dined.
但是没有想到啊，他们之间就你来我往就开始了。
little did I realize there was a flirting going on.
我们就回到东南亚去。
So I went back to the Southeast Asia.
过了两年多以后就回来。
We came back after about 2 years.
我儿子跟我说我有女朋友了。
My son told me I have a girlfriend.
我说谁呀、
啊、I said who?
那、no, 就是林弟兄的女儿呢。
She is the daughter of Brother Lin.
我说什么时候认识的？
When did you know her?
他说呢，就是你上次回来认识的。
It was the last time you were here.
哈，没有想到还有一个意外事件呢。
I didn't realize this was happening.
那么他就说，爸爸你喜欢吧。
He said, Dad, do you approve?
妈妈你喜欢吧。
Mom, do you approve?
喜不喜欢？
Do you like her?
实在他知道我们的心愿，很喜欢中国人娶中国人。
He knows our wish is a Chinese to marry Chinese.
他也更喜欢传道人的儿女娶传道人儿女。
But even better to for a preacher son to marry a preacher's daughter.
那么当然呢，也喜欢两个人的学识的差不多。
Also, they are equally comparably educated.
所谓门当户对啊，真是再恰当不过了。
So they are very comparable in all regards.
是我跟我太太没有反应。
But my wife and I had little reaction.
这次出乎他意料之外。
This is very much to his surprise.
说等等看啊，等等看。
We said, why don't you wait a while?
到底给我们等什么东西？
What were we waiting for?
就是你想想，你儿子什么样子不看看，还等什么？
Why don't your son look in the mirror and see who he is? What are you waiting for?
我们等什么东西呢
？What were we waiting for?
一点不是等这个世界上的那些事情。
We did not wait for the things of the world.
是在那些真是很好。我的那位姊妹。我的儿媳妇啊，是在很好的资格条件，远远的超过我儿子之上。
The qualification of my daughter-in-law far exceeds my son.
我们所有的一个保留，就不知道这女孩子的灵性怎么样。
The only reservation that we had is that we didn't know how her spiritual life.
因为我们的经验知道，传道人的儿女不一定都是很属灵的。
Because, our experience. Not all preacher's children are very spiritual.
至少我的儿子，我知道他什么样子。
But at least I know what my son is like.
不过我晓得他有一点可取的地方。
I know that he has at least.
就是说，他的确是要把自己奉献，要服侍主的。
He wanted to devote himself to the Lord.
因此，我盼望能够找一个女孩子啊，在这个心智上，至少不是个。反作用的力量。
So we want him to marry someone who at least would not oppose.
所以他每一次问我们的意见，我们的守口如瓶，不表示好坏。
And that's why every time when he asked us our opinion, we did not give him any.
他们就交往，反正你管不管，我们就来往。
So they were courting and courting.
以后我的儿子医学院毕业去做 missionary 回来了。
After my son graduated from medical school, he went into missionary work.
那么他留在这个加州的地方。
He stayed in California.
他就把这个女孩子从纽约请过去了。
So he invited her from New York.
爸爸，你要看一看，就把她请过来给你看看。
Dad, you want to see her, so I invited her.
我们觉得很好。
So we.
对，请到家里面来住了一个礼拜。
So we asked her to come to stay with us.
我跟我的太太两人好好看。
So my wife and I had a good look at her.
找不出什么可以很有把握的一个结论。
We could not find anything conclusive.
有一天我们四个人做礼拜完了以后坐车回家。
One day after service, four of us, went home in the car.
我的儿子终于忍受不了。
My son could not wait any longer.
说爸爸，你知道我跟尤金尼亚相好吗？
He said, Dad, do you know we Eugene and I love each other?
我说当然知道。
I said, of course I know.
爸爸，你赞成不赞成？
Then, do you approve or not?
这是很厉害的。
This is very blunt.
当着女孩子的面问我了。
In front of her, he asked me that blunt question.
我怎么办呢？
What am I going to do?
非要回答。
I have to answer.
但是我也不能够违背良心回答。
But I can't say anything against my conscience.
所以我就祷告，哎，好像有一个回答出来了。
So I prayed. It seems there seemed an answer.
我要问你们一个问题。
I want to ask you both a question.
你们清楚不清楚神的旨意？
Do you know this is the will of God?
如果清楚神的旨意，我就赞成；不清楚，我就反对。
If you know clearly this is the will of God, then I will approve. Otherwise, I will disapprove.
弟兄姊妹，我得回答好不好？
Brother and sister, how do you like my answer?
啊、
Good.
这个问题啊，正中我儿子的下怀。
This answer needs the full approval of my
answer. 何必再问呢？我当然清楚神的旨意。
Why should I ask anymore? Of course I know the will of God.
所以你说好，我后来发现一点不好。
So you think my answer was good. Later on I found out it wasn't good.
很高兴。是马上，妈妈，你怎么样
？So my son was very happy. He turned to my wife and said, "Mom, what do you think?"
我太太不回答。
My wife would not answer.
妈妈，你讲了。
Say, "Mom, please answer me."
好，终于她又讲。
So she said.
她说我也问你们个问题。
Let me ask you another question.
你们两个人要好好几年了。
How many years have you been in love?
我要问你们。相爱了以后是比从前更爱主了还是比从前差不多或者是比以前更不爱主了
After you are in love do you both love Lord more same or less
如果比从前没有谈恋爱更爱主我就赞成
I will approve if you both love Lord more after you are in
love 如果这跟从前差不多我保留
I will reserve my opinion if you love the Lord.
如果比从前不爱主，我就反对。
I will disapprove if you love the Lord less.
他的回答好不好
？How do you like her answer?
好不好
？It's good.
他的好是我的好。
Her answer better than mine?
啊？我的属灵哎。
My answer is more spiritual.
所以你看见所谓属灵并不是字句上
So you can see being spiritual is not playing with words
乃是实际的生活行为上
It's in your daily life
这个是跑不掉的
You cannot escape
也没有方法自欺也没有方法欺人
You cannot deceive yourself
我相信我妻子的这个话对他们很大的影响
I believe my wife's word has a great impact on them.
并不是彼此相爱的问题
not the question of whether they love each other
是在基督里相爱
but love in the Lord
属灵的成分在其中
it has a spiritual meaning in it.
这个以利米德的困难就是发生在此
this is where Elimelech had his problem
他实在是个很好的人
He indeed is a nice person.
你知道他这个名字的意思是很宝贝的。
You know what it means, his name, Elimelech?
以利米的意思就是说神是我的王。
Elimelech means God is king.
这样一个的名字在士师时代是一个很重要的见证啊。
During the time of judges, this is a very important testimony.
因为那个时候所有人都没有王，以利米勒说：“我有王，耶和华是我的王。”
Because at that time, nobody has king, but Elimelech says, "Jehovah is my king."
你表明说他是个基督徒，他是个信神的人。
It shows that he is a Christian and he believes in
God. 并且他有一个理想，他有一个抱负，要在这个时代为神做见证。
He had an ideal. He wants to witness for the Lord.
在他的为人上我们的确也看见是个好人
And in his daily life, we saw he was a good man.
他为什么不能被神用反而使他的家人受苦
Why is it he wasn't used by God and his family suffered?
我们如果不从属灵的结果来讲，我们总觉得神做错了事，神是没有长眼睛。
We were saying that God did not treat him fairly, if we did not look at him from spiritual perspective.
困难在哪里？
Where was the problem?
困难可以说是从两方面来。所以弟兄姊妹，你要注意到你人生上的困难有两个来源。
So brothers and sisters, you must pay attention. The difficulties of life come from two sources.
一个就是这个时代的风气潮流日夜的影响。
One is that the trend of the world.
我们看见那个时代的风气就是没有王，个人任意而行。
We saw at that time, the trend of the world was anarchy. There was no king. Everybody does what he pleases.
虽然以利米德说神是我的王，但是他不知不觉已经受到影响，他不晓得。
Even though Elimelech said.God is my king, but he was influenced without his own knowledge.
在没有困难的时间，
at a time of no problem,
他有一个信仰的表面，
he has a superficial demonstration of his faith.
但是他里面有多少真正属灵的实际，他不知道。
But how much spiritual reality he had, he didn't know.
如果他不是常常在神的面前警醒祷告，
if he did not pray earnestly before the Lord,
他仍然觉得他是个很好的人。
He would have felt that he was a good man.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们必须要常常记得罗马书十二章第一节、第二节的话。
We must bear in mind.What it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
我的弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Brothers, I will encourage you, exhort you with the mercy of God.
把身体献上，当作活祭。
Offer your body as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It's holy and pleasing to God.
我们不要效法这个世界。
Do not be conformed to the world,
只要心意更新而变化。
But be transformed.
是在这个世界里面，我们常常要在祷告里面，在神的话语里面，实际的操练里面，让我们的心意更新，不受这个世界的同化。
Let us be transformed in the words of God, so we will not be conformed to the world.
不然的话，我们虽然说是基督徒，我们的观念已经跟世界一样。
Otherwise, we call ourselves Christians, and yet we are influenced by the world.
这一种的困难，当我们遇到第二方面的困难的时候，就暴露出来。
Otherwise, our weakness will be exposed when the second type of difficulty occurs.
这个困难是从外面来。
This difficulty happens from outside.
是突然之间。在我们实际的生活里面发生了危机。
There is a crisis in our life.
国中遭遇饥荒。
There was famine in the land.
这生活过不下去。
They could not live any longer.
怎么样应付这个危机呢？
Are we going to cope with
this? 这个应付危机的原则是在哪里呢？
What is the principle of coping with
crisis? 如果他的心意更新变化的话。
If he was transformed from within,
他就要在查验神的旨意。
He will examine the will of God.
如果他的心意不更新变化的话，
If he wasn't transformed from within,
很自然的，世界的人怎么解决困难，我也怎么解决困难。
He will follow the world to their ways to solve the problem.
对，虽然以利米德说神是我的王，他遇到困难的时候，他自己做主，带着妻子孩子。往神所不喜欢的地方去。
Even though Elimelech said that God is my king, and yet he led his family to a land that God did not please.
我想我们在每周的生活，常常有很多时候遇到同样的处境。
I think we encounter similar situations in North America.
我们在这几年，特别是 Houston， 我相信大家受到 环境困难的考验。
In the recent years, particularly in Houston, we are tested by the environment.
这个石油工业的不景气造成了我们生活上的威胁。
The depression of the petroleum industry creates a threat.
怎么样子应付这个困难？
How can we cope with this?
弟兄姊妹，我相信没有困难的时候，我们都是很像样的基督徒。
I believe we all are good Christians, when we are.
但是在我平常的时候，到底是不是有真正的追求，在你应付困难的时候才显明出来的。
Do we really seek after the Lord when we didn't have trouble? So when we have trouble.
如果我们按照自己的心意。像世界人一样任意而行。
If we conform to the world and follow the world,
也许这是很快可以暂时解决一些难处。
Maybe you may resolve our problem temporarily.
但是我不知道将来的后果会怎么样。
But I do not know the consequences.
但是在这个世界，你能够仍然持守那圣经的原则。
If you can stand fast to the principles of the Bible,
也许暂时你会不会发现你有什么样子的好处
？Maybe you do not find a quick fix.
但是我们相信一件事，等候耶和华的必重新得力。
But we believe those who wait upon Jesus will regain strength.
我们看见这个以利米的错误就在这里。
We see the mistake that Elimelech made is here.
他有两方面的错误。
He has made mistakes in two areas.
第一个就是他的方向错了。
Number one is the directional make mistake in his direction.
这是个致命伤。
This is a fatal mistake.
往摩崖地去。
He went toward Moab.
摩崖地是个什么地方？
What kind of place is Moab?
我们都知道摩崖是亚伯拉罕的侄儿罗德的后裔。
We know that Moab is the land that the nephew of Abraham, Lot.
他跟他的女儿乱伦所生出来的子孙。
It's an offspring from the incest that was
罗德跟他女儿。
The Lot and his daughter.
这个地方风气不好。
This place has very bad moral.
并且是拜偶像的。
And the idol worship.
所以神说，摩押人不可以入耶和华的会。
Therefore, Jehovah said that Moabites may not enter my temple.
但是在遇到困难的时候，那里没有困难。
But in a time of difficulty, they did not have problems.
他把神的话放在一边。
So Elimelech put aside God's word.
按照他所认为好的那个方向去。
He went to the place where he thought he was good.
我的意思不是说我们遇到困难，坐在那个地方什么都不想。
I'm not saying that when you encounter difficulties, you just.
我们总要记得一件事：一个好的基督徒永远是个乐观的、积极的基督徒。
We must bear in mind that a good Christian is always one that is optimistic.
问题在你努力的方向是不是正确
？But the important thing is the direction that you choose is correct.
第二个错在哪里
？What is the second mistake he made？
请大家。注意第一章第一节最后两句话，这两个字。
Let us pay attention to the last two words in verse one.
说往摩崖地去寄居。
To sojourn in the land of Moab.
这个寄居的意思表明说是个暂时住的意思。
The word sojourn means to live there temporarily.
我相信我们到美国来都不是想做寄居的，所以都要申请 green card。
I think those most of us come here do not want to sojourn, but want to apply for green card.
这个以利米勒并不是说到摩押地去申请 green card.
Bible didn't tell us Elimelech to go to Moab to apply for green card.
为什么不申请 green card 呢
？Why didn't he apply for green card?
因为他知道那个地方不好，我暂时的来一来就是了。
Because he knew it was a bad place, therefore I want to stay
here temporarily. 心里面知道这是个不对的选择。
He knew in his heart it wasn't the right decision.
但是他说神啊，暂时通融一下。
But he said to the Lord, Lord, please let me stay here.
请原谅我，不过是住个几个月，好了就回来了。
Forgive me.I'll stay here sit for a couple of months.
对于那个错误有暂时的妥协和退步。
The second mistake is he made a temporary compromise.
以至于把神暂时摆在一边。
To put aside the Lord.
这就是他痛苦的开始。
This is why, this is the beginning of his suffering.
结果与他的想象完全相反。
The result was totally out of his expectation.
谁是他的主呢？
Who was his Lord?
如果我们今天到以利米的家里去，
If we entered into the family,
我们可以看见他家里挂个大牌子，
We're going to see a big sign.
基督是我家之主。
Christ is the head of the family.
必须他挂得很好，很醒目。
It was posted in a
very 但是遇到困难的时候呢，
But when he encountered difficulty,
他对这个牌子说，主啊，你是我家之主，暂时你不做主，我来做主。
He will tell the Lord that, Lord, you are the head of my family, but I will be the head temporarily now.
也至于他把他的信仰的价值放弃。
So he gave up the value of his faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是个很重要的境界。
So brothers and sisters, this is a very important
verse. 在遇到困难的时候。
你
千万要在这个时候记得，你要跟主的关系更加的好。
Make sure you stay even closer with the Lord.
一次错误的选择可能带来永久的悔恨。
One mistaken decision will have a lasting result.
你不要因为一时没有路，自己找一条路出来。
Don't look for a way out.
你要知道基督是你的道路，仰望他，他能够带你走一条通达的道路。
Trust in the Lord that he is the Lord and he will lead you way out of this.
这样子的一种的表现不是一天的功夫。
This type of manifestation is not the work of one day.
乃是我们每一天都需要紧紧的操练。
We have to exercise this daily.
我读圣经常常喜欢想想一些很典型的人物。
When I study the Bible, I often want to think about the typical people.
不知道大家认为圣经里面一个最模范的丈夫和爸爸是谁？
I do not know if you are aware who is the best husband and father and a model example in the Bible.
如果我们今天选举，你要选谁？谁是模范丈夫？谁是模范爸爸
？If today is an election day, whom would you vote as the best father or husband?
Yeah. 有没有人选一选
？Anybody want to vote?
约瑟。
Joseph.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
哦。亚伯拉罕，我不赞成。
I don't agree with Abraham.
因为他缺少男子气。
He lacks manhood.
遇到困难的时候，把太太推出去。
When he had problems, he pushed out his wife.
约瑟是不错。
Joseph, he was all right.
但是只有两个儿子。
But he had only two sons.
所以还不是很大的见证。
So he is not necessarily a great testimony.
我更谈不上，我只有一个儿子，更谈不上。
I'm even less. I have only one son.
约伯
Job
约伯一共有二十个儿子儿女
Job had 20 children
二十个儿女都在天堂里这不简单
All 20 children are in heaven that's very difficult
他的好处在哪里
What was he good about
我们一起来读路德记还有这个约伯记
Let's all read the book of Job
第一章
Chapter 1.
约伯记第一章第二节
Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章第二节说到第五节，我们一起来念。他生了七个儿子，三个女儿，他的家产有七千牛，三千骆驼，五千对驴，五百母驴，并有许多仆婢。这人在东方人中最为自大。他的儿子按作日子，搁在自己家里设摆宴席，就打发人去请了他们的三个姊妹来，与他们一同吃喝。宴宴的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自接。他们清早起来，与他们众人注目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常，他有七个儿子，三个女儿，后来全死掉了。后来神又给他七个儿子，三个女儿。
And God later on gave him another seven sons and three daughters.
所以刚刚说他死了二十个儿女。
So we said just now he had 20 children.
这二十个儿女都是爱神的儿女。
All the 20 children are loving.
并且是彼此相爱的儿女。
And they all love one another.
你看这个图画多美啊
！What a beautiful picture.
我们中间的老人如果有这样的儿女啊，你笑的眼睛都上闭不了。
If we have such children, I'm sure our fingers in fear will be very happy.
老大、老二、老三、老四、老七互相请客。
Number one, two, three, to seven sons, they all.
你这一个礼拜都忙死了。
You'll be so busy all through the week.
我看见了，你不但有的吃啊，他们彼此在一起那么相爱，你这么开心。
Not only you have food, but you see them loving to each other.
但最宝贵的在哪里？
But what is the most precious?
每一次的吃喝完了，约伯都要他们亲近神。
After every feasting, Job wanted them to come close.
不因为暂时他们这么相爱，就说哦，哈利路亚，感谢主。
Not because they are loving to one another,
but 要他们注意灵性的问题。
He gave praise to God, but also he wanted them to pay attention to the spiritual.
要你们怕他们心里犯罪。
Because perhaps my sons have sinned.
在心里头犯罪，外面看不出，怕他们里面出问题。
Superficially you cannot tell, but he was afraid that they may have sinned in their heart.
他不是一天这样做，是常常这样做。
Job didn't do this one day, but he did it continually.
确实是不效法这个世界，心意更新变化。
He did not conform to the world, but he transformed from the world.
因此遇到困难突然发生的时候，
especially when you have a sudden difficulty.
他的儿子死掉，产业没有。
His children died, his possession gone.
他仍然都仰望耶和华。
He continually looked up to Jehovah.
当他的太太说：“你放弃神吧，你死掉吧。”
When his wife said to him, "Why don't you forsake your Lord? Why don't you die?"
这一个很属灵的太太，真是的倒下去了。
From this very spiritual wife, husband fell.
他的太太已经倒下去了。
His wife already fell.
但是他在这里不是听太太的话，他来责备是一个使他灵性软弱的这个妻子。
He did not listen to his wife, who was spiritually weak.
他来是责备他，
but he rebuked her,
仍然的等候耶和华，
and still wait upon
不轻举妄动。
He did not do anything rash.
我们看见神始终有诚信的。
We found God regained his strength in the end.
所以求神怜悯我们，
so may the Lord
让我们在黑暗的时候，
when we are in darkness,
向神仰望。
We will look up to the Lord.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is the light of my foot and the lamp on my road.
不要凭自己的聪明行事。
We cannot go by our own wisdom.
把神摆在一边。
Put God aside.
对，最后我们读一下圣经就完了。
In conclusion, let's read one paragraph.
以赛亚书第五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
我们一起来练第十节第十一节 Yeah.
We'll read chapter 50,
yeah.
verse 10 and 11.
以赛亚书五十的章十节十一节。
Isaiah chapter 50, verses 10 and 11.
我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华，听从他仆人之话？这人行在暗中，没有亮光，当依靠耶和华，仰赖自己的神。把你们点火，用火把围绕自己，可以行在你们的火焰并你们所点的火把中，这是我手所定，你们必躺在悲惨。我们低头祷告。亲爱的主，你今天的话领导我们，我们实在需要你给我们有智慧有信心来领受。我们实在承认这条人生的路，这就是我们基督徒荣耀你的道路，不是我们能够奔跑到的。特别在困难黑暗临到的时候，我们所有的才智所有的力量都毫无力量胜过。哦主啊，我们求你，当我们在黑暗软弱无助的时候，不要像以色列人说，我的道路你给我隐藏，我的冤屈你并不查问。求主让我们来到你的面前来仰望你，不点自己的火把，愿意走在你面光和你话语的光中。求主带领我们，用你的慈神爱作来牵引我们。主啊，与我们每一个弟兄同在，特别是我们那些在困难里面的弟兄姊妹同在，用你的话来牵引我们。感恩祷告，奉主的圣名。